going to tie in with a former state senator, current county commissioner, Ryan Taylor. He's running for ag commissioner in the great state of North Dakota. Ryan, good to have you on News and Views.
Good morning, Joel. Good to be with you.
I've been picking at this scab that I got, Ryan. It makes me upset because you were in a debate with Doug Goring that the Newspaper Association called that I couldn't find anything about. And I understand you're calling for more debates, and I think it's important because if people want to know who they want to vote for in this, Ryan, it matters. And if you can't get the information, it matters.
We had a good debate in Bismarck, and luckily it was folks in Bismarck were able to get there, at least a couple hundred of them, and the Newspaper Association. So why not have one of those in our largest city, in Fargo? Why not have one of those out west where a lot of issues are boiling over in the state of North Dakota? So the coverage that was there was probably a little limited, as you said. I think we're going to have some video of it up on our Facebook site and our webpage as soon as we get things put together. But I think when you run for office, you ought not run from debate. And that's why we're coming out today and asking for a dozen. I don't think it's too much to ask to say that 12 debates across the state to open this up to all the people in North Dakota, I don't think that's out of line.
Well, it was my understanding during the debate, you did ask for current Commissioner Goring to debate more. What was his response to that?
I did. I in the closing, I thanked him for the debate that we had and asked him to come to Ag Day at the State Fair to debate again with the Northwest Landowners Association, which is farmers and ranchers, surface owners in Northwest North Dakota. Probably a group that you'd say is, I bet if you ask most of them, they'd probably say they're Republican, so should be probably a pretty friendly group. And his response was, well, I don't know my schedule. And he had been asked three times, including one personal meeting from the group about this debate. If we're going to talk about technology in the future in North Dakota, I got enough technology where I could have pulled a phone out of my pocket and figured out my schedule. And whether or not I would be available on the 21st of July at Ag Day at the State Fair. So,
there is a thought out there that really, when people look at you and they say, you know, they know you're running for Commissioner of Agriculture, but many people are saying to me, Ryan, we really need new voices on the Industrial Commission. At times, are you starting to feel that you're running for Industrial Commission even more than you're running for Ag Commissioner?
Well, you run for both, and what I always say is that we know this race is on people's radar screens because, first, it is agriculture, our number one industry, the business that brought us to the dance in North Dakota and has sustained us for 125 years. Not just people who farm and ranch, anyone who eats, and anyone who has a business that depends on agriculture, which is a lot of us in North Dakota. But the second reason, as you mentioned, we know it's being watched because that's one of three votes on the Industrial Commission. Overseas oil and gas development in the state, the Bank of North Dakota, Housing Finance Agency, the state mill. It touches everyone, student loans, getting houses built for people in North Dakota. So we run for both, obviously. And I think that's why the debates need to be statewide. Everyone is touched, every one of our population. And I think it's a matter of democracy that we get this out to everyone in North Dakota. It's not about a small club. It's not about a limited number of people at high-dollar fundraisers. It's about everyone getting to compare the commissioner and myself and our style of leadership and our depth of the issues and our knowledge and how we would take 4 years in this term and make decisions that will have a positive impact for generations in North Dakota.
Well, I bring it up, I guess, Ryan, because you know, I know the Northwest area landowners feel as though they haven't been heard, that people aren't listening to the concerns of landowners in the oil patch. And they've told me time and time again, that doesn't mean we're against oil. It's just we need to make sure that state dollars are being used. And whenever that I go back to that, it goes back to the Industrial Commission, Ryan.
It does. And we need balance on that Industrial Commission. I think woefully we're short on balance there. And it's just a matter of having the courage to ask the questions and represent every constituency. Obviously, standing up for energy development as our number two industry in the state and knowing that we're going to get every drop of oil and have a good, long, sustained boom here, a lasting harvest. But in the midst of that, we also need to hear the voices of those farmers and ranchers that farm around the well sites and graze cattle around the derrick. And they're ones that want to make sure that, you know, if there's a saltwater spill, it's taken care of. And those who did it pay their fines, because that land is likely going to be infertile for generations. So this is worth doing right, and it's worth making sure that their voice is heard. And a lot of that voice has to come out in the Industrial Commission.
How can people get in touch with you? What's your website, Ryan?
Well, our website's taylorfornd.com, and that's the number 4, taylorfornd. They can find me on Facebook, the political site, just Ryan Taylor. We're on Twitter. And I think it's one of the things that was interesting from the last debate to Joel when I asked is, one, he didn't know his schedule, and two, he said, well, I have a job. And boy, I was taken aback by that, because if we have an ag commissioner that doesn't realize I have a job as a cattle rancher, we're in tough shape here in North Dakota.
Okay.
And
I get
before
you.
I got on the phone with you. I had a couple calves to tag. We're just starting our
I got you, Ryan. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. When we come back, we'll find out what the markets are doing.
When you